King James was the son of Mary, Queen of Scots, who Queen Elizabeth had executed when he was a child, just at age one. And when Elizabeth died in 1603, James became the king not only of Scotland, but also of England. And within his first year of reign, he decided that the way to unify his kingdom, not just between Scots and Englishmen, but between Catholics and sort of mainstream Anglican and the Puritan movement, was to create a new translation. And this would put out of business sort of the stodgy old Bishop's Bible, which had been supported by the church, and the unofficial Geneva Bible, which was more in the language of the people. And he appointed the task to the Archbishop of Canterbury, who organized six teams of eight translators who did the work over the next several years. And in 1611, they delivered the manuscript to the publisher, and the book was published in two editions right at first, a large pulpit edition and then a smaller edition. And because, of course, each had to be typeset separately, that started off two different versions of the Bible, and they didn't have copyright back then. So anybody who wanted to print this could simply typeset it and print it. And it came to the colonies and became the sort of the big Bible in America. And over the decades, it became very popular here. It became very popular in England. And it essentially lasted without competition for about 350 years. It wasn't until the 1950s, when we created the Revised Standard Version, that any translation of the Bible into English could compete with the King James.